Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After 22 years of being a titan on Wall Street and starting his own firm, Tony Kasai is walking away to share the ugly side of being on the inside. We'll interview insiders and other titans of all types of industries, offering advice and sharing stories of adversity.
Now let's go.
This is another episode of The Insider Show.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the inside investor, Tony K. We're the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
The information provided by Financial Friday and Tony Kasai is for general information and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as professional financial advice. Consult with a professional before making any financial decisions.
Yo, I don't know where you're at, what you're doing, or what day of the week it is for you, but over here at the CT 101 iHeart Studios, it is Financial Fridays for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pumped to welcome you to a very symbolic show number 1001 at CT 101. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. You guys, I'm your host, Tony K, and I'm here to get your mind right and your money game tight. Besides me is the one and only Blue, who started the game here at Cannabis Talk 101. You guys, give it up for him. This is a big moment as well for us. Feel free to leave me a financial question anytime at 1-800-420-1980. You guys can also connect with me directly on Instagram at The Insider Investor, and you can find Blue at the number one Christopher Wright. Now, y'all know that my number one rule of money is that you can't be healthy if you're not wealthy. You can't be wealthy if you're not healthy. That's why I want to let you know that you can still get health insurance with our friends over at You can still get health insurance with our friends at Rising Tide Benefits. You guys, this is a platform they've created just for CT 101 audience. These guys are pioneered the game. Listen up, man. It is a misconception that you cannot get health insurance still. Even though it's after January 1st, they will take care of you. Reach out to them, risingtidebenefits.com. They're going to give you three solutions. They're going to tell you that you either have good insurance, they're going to get you better insurance, or they're going to provide you insurance. You guys, reach out to them again at risingtidebenefits.com. Now, you guys, Blue, when I found out that today, coincidentally, was going to be the 1,001th show, and it was going to be on Financial Fridays, I thought about all the different celebrities, everybody that you guys have let me have access to. And I was like, man, what could I do and what could we bring on? And obviously, you know, there's a lot of options, right? You guys have had thousands of people roll through here. You guys just had your 1,000th show. We had a
1,001.
You know what I'm saying? And we had a huge audience in the studio over the weekend. And you got the Cottonmouth Kings in town.
Your master boy that mentors.
You went to high school with was in town.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome experience. And through that, man, we've been talking about relationship currency.
Yeah. Right?
And this is something that you and I have always talked about. And for those of you that didn't hear that episode, we've always talked about if you always have friendships that you treat like a bank. And if you give that analogy of a bank, right, and you're constantly making withdrawals and you're constantly asking for shit and you're constantly taking, pretty soon what happens at the bank?
You go, nope.
Yep.
It cuts you off.
You're withdrawing your check systems. You don't have any more relationship currency. But if you have friendships and you have people in your life that you're constantly pouring into, that you're constantly giving to, the moment you need something, they're there for you.
100%. 24 hours a day, baby.
That's it, baby. And that's one of the reasons I rock with you guys here, man, because we share that way. We have that alignment. Now, for us here on the 1001th show, as God would have it, I had reached out to our friend that I'm about to introduce. And I said, hey, man, I want you to come pour into our students. You know, this guy's a heavy, heavy hitter in LA. He's something heavy. That would have provided a lot of value to our students. And immediately, no questions asked, being as busy as he said, man, I'll be happy to roll through, right? And while he was here, he shared a story with me. He shared a video that we're going to show in a second. And I played it for you while we were there. And mind you guys, this man was speaking on stage for 14 hours, 13 hours a day. You were tired. And we were hanging out afterwards. And I showed you the video. And I shit you not, he teared up.
I started
crying.
We both
teared up, man. And I said, bro, this morning when I realized it was the 1001th show, I said, what a better way to give back to somebody that's going to change somebody's life today. And we're going to help change a life. And more important, when you change someone's life, the butterfly effect takes place and you change hundreds of people's lives, right? So what better way to bring in somebody who'd never asked me for anything before other than to share a story? And I said, man, get your butt down here. Let's make you the 1001th show and let's make this thing pop.
Yeah.
So you guys, without further ado, I want to introduce this gentleman. You know, for a lot of people don't know how crazy the music game is. And when you guys meet Nima and you hear the story, Nima's the current manager for triple Grammy Award winning hip hop producer Hit Boy.
Animal.
He's also managing his father, Big Hit. He's Animal. A friend of the show. In fact, Big Hit came out to the studio. He gave the first interview straight out to Cannabis Talk 101, Joe Grande, the number one source for everything cannabis. He showed up. He represented, man. The studio had chills. The man came out of prison with the trash bag full of lyrics. In fact, he brought the trash bag with him.
Yeah, he did.
He busted it out. He played some jams that weren't even out yet. Then they were nice enough to invite us to the studio, which we're going to play a clip here in just a second for you guys on YouTube. And man, the three Grammys were there. Everybody was vibing. Big Joe was singing. Daniel was crunk. Frankito was
there.
Everybody was there, you guys. He's worked with almost every hip-hop artist in the game. These guys have so many stories. But more important than the hip-hop game and the music game, this man has an unbelievable heart. You guys, put your hands together for my friend, Nima Nasseri.
Nima!
Man,
let's go.
That was a hell of an intro.
Hell yeah, he did that.
That was a killer. Yeah, gotta do it for the best, baby.
I'm gonna take you guys with me everywhere.
Hold on, let him talk.
While I walk in the room.
You risk it for the biscuit, huh?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. It's all good, man. Apologies.
Yeah, man. You know, I've been very fortunate to be able to meet a lot of really cool people through Blue and Joe. And it's just, there's sometimes you meet people that's not about the flash. And when I introduced the clip that made us come to tears, one of the things I notice is you're not a big name dropper. You usually rely on others to kind of hype it up. And it's not that you're dependent on it. It's just, you're so confident in your skill set. And during this clip, and I'm going to play this here. The studio audience should be able to see it, but for people at home, we're going to play the clip. It's going to be about 2 minutes long, but I really want you guys to watch what he does. And he's very, you know, he's coming from the heart. And what he does is not one time does he mention who he's working with, who he is. They just call him a Hollywood agent. But I'm going to play
I'm
this.
I'm not
for
an
you.
Agent.
Yeah. He's literally misquoted you, right?
He's like, I'm not an agent. I'm like a manager.
Hollywood agent.
I know.
Yeah, Fox yeah.
News, I told you, Hal, I'm not an agent.
Okay. But they still put it
you
on there. It.
By the way, the guy who made this video, Hal Eisner, I believe his name is, he's 71 years old. He pulled up on us on a Wednesday. Like, he came in there with no knowledge, no information on nothing. He asked all the right questions. He texted me 2 hours later, said, send me some pictures, sign this release. An hour later, my mom hits me. She's like, oh my God, I just saw you on the news.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I was like, what? And this guy, it was like he dropped a mixtape. He showed up, he cut it, he edited it, he dropped it, and it was fucking so hot. It's going stupid. And I'm so grateful for that moment. I'm so grateful for him. But I just wanted to give it some pretext before you see it.
Oh, thank you, man.
So I'm going to hit play. Boom.
Check it out.
Homelessness. can be tough, and getting help from the various government programs can be complicated, especially with a beloved pet. That has been the case for this L.A. man.
But Fox 11's Hal Eisner joins us now with the story of how he is getting help thanks to a chance encounter. You'll only see this story here on Fox 11, Hal.
You know, as you both know, we get a lot of people who reach out and tell us about stories of people who are going out of their way to help others in need. And when this story came along, it immediately caught our attention.
That's my guy.
She's been extremely helpful to me in what I'm going through.
And meet Norris Williams, his trusty friend Nadia, and the man who seems like his BFF, Nima Nasseri.
Look, I'll look out for Norris until the day he dies.
So how did this unlikely relationship between a homeless man and a Hollywood music agent come to be? Well, it started back in November.
He was just outside of Just Food for Dogs on Fairfax and Santa Monica.
A conversation about the dog led to another about how Norris had been having Section 8 housing problems since 2014. And then it happened. A friendship.
Look, come Nadia. Nadia, look. It was a fine gift, a very nice gift.
The biggest gift may have been how Nima helped Norris with motel rooms night after night, month after month, while exploring Section 8 rules only to find out.
There's just nothing available for him because of his age and circumstance.
He says so far he spent about $8,000 of his own dollars to help Norris.
It's not about Norris. It's about every Norris out there who's like getting turned down by the people that he has to depend on, which is us, the government, the people. Like, you have a voucher that's expired for 7 years and nobody told you. I learned about it with him. I was like, what is this?
And that bond, it was mutual.
I just opened up my heart and told him how I felt and what have you. And he's been there.
At night, when it's raining in L.A. and it's cold, and I'm thinking about him on the train with the dog, it just breaks my heart. So it's like, I'm sorry. I get like really emotional thinking about it, but like, it just really does, like, it breaks my heart, you know?
At the root of the respect,
I think it's pretty much how you maintain and carry yourself.
He's a good, upstanding citizen, no drugs, no alcohol, no crime, 71 years old. There's no reason why he shouldn't have a place to sleep at night.
BFFs? Looks like it.
That feels good. Yes, I got you.
Nima is hoping to help Norris find a place to live for about a year and start a dog training business. If you want to help, we have information on foxla.com on how to do that.
It just all started from him. Wow, man. Opening man, up and asking a question. You're down on your luck.
Congratulations, man. That's
he killed it.
That's amazing. You know, I appreciate you doing that for somebody, because I literally was in tears again. You know, it's difficult for me because, I know how it feels to not have a place. You know, I've slept on floors and been in that kind of environment. And then, you know, to help another man, especially that, you know, so well spoken. And is he blind?
He's half blind. He was blinded at the age of 11, I think, by a family member, because that's why he got away from his family.
Man, that's just my hat goes off to you, brother, and thank you for being just a good person.
Yeah, he's very, I just want to say, he's very educated. He's a very smart individual. He doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs. He's never touched a drop of alcohol in his life. He's never seen the inside of a jail cell. He's a 71-year-old black,
isn't that crazy?
Black male in America, homeless for the past 12 years. He's never been in a jail cell. Like, that's the type of person you're talking about.
What did Big Head tell you when you told him that?
I told Big Head this morning, because like, man, I've never met a black man in America who's never seen that side of it. He's like, what? He's like, 71, that's crazy. You know, it's just, it's really like, and the sheriffs in Santa Monica, they say, hey, he's a good, upstanding citizen. He's like, he deserves to have a place to sleep. Like, just same thing. That's the same thing. When I met him, I felt that same sentiment. And I just was like, one thing leads to another. And then look at us now. Like, I mean, shit, you know, that thing happened. Thankful for GoFundMe, which allowed, you know, there to be a system where you could raise awareness and generate revenue. And then because of that, the GoFundMe just went so stupid that Fox, GoFundMe hit me and they're like, yo, can you just interview a Fox? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking pulled up with Norris. And like I said, that guy, Hal, you just saw him, the guy on the thing, killed it. I was like, man, you should get a Pulitzer for this shit. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, you're a better video guy than all the video guys. Yeah,
he's like, boom, knock him dead.
71 years old, which was interesting. What's interesting, Hal pulled up. He's 71 years old. Norris is 71 years old. Hal said, where are you from, Norris? He said, Texas. Hal said, I'm from Texas. He said, where are you from? He said, Dallas. I said, I'm from Dallas.
Wow.
He said, where in Dallas? This is the same. God sent the same guy to pull up on him to interview him. He sent the same individual, but in white version, and somebody who had a family and had opportunity. That's the difference. Same as that person. And by the end of the interview, Hal was like, oh my, he's like, he understood. He's like, this is like basically me. I'm basically like, this is me without the opportunity, without the chance, without any of that. And that's really what it is. It's like, you know, I didn't do nothing. He showed up. He was being a hard ass. By the end of it, his fuck, he was like, this is like, oh my God, you know, this is real life.
Real life.
And like, and that's all it is. Like, and I'm glad he was able to take that narrative and really tell people the truth. And he did a very good job of it. So thank you, Hal. But that's really important because people think that homeless people are like crackheads and this and that. And there are. There's a lot of people that are like that. But when you see a homeless person with a dog and they're a true dog lover, that means that they love their dog.
Yeah.
They'll put that dog before drugs.
Sure.
If somebody puts their dog before drugs, that person is a real human being.
So yeah.
That's it.
Nima, one of the things that you told me was, you know, the pride that he has and that he doesn't consider himself homeless. He told you, I just need somebody to love me.
Yeah.
And just somebody to kind of believe in me or just to hear his story. And that's something that you did. But tell everybody about what you told me about how he's never slept on concrete. He doesn't consider himself homeless. He'll go sleep on the bus for all these years. Tell us a little bit about his story since you met him and what you know about him.
Yeah, so he's basically, you know, he left. I'll just tell you like context. He left from like, and everything that he's told me, I validated it with the sheriff, with the agency, with Hope in North Hollywood. They've looked through his records and everything. He's legit. You know, he's the real deal. So he left his family from Texas at the age of 17. 1 in 7 are his numbers, which is actually really interesting that you said this is the 1,001 episode, which is crazy. That's the reason me and Norris are even connected, because of the number 1 and the number 7, because he left the state of Texas at 17 when he was being abused by his family. He came out here and he said his only dream in life was to reach the age of 71, because 1 in 7 are his numbers. He goes, 1 in 7 are my numbers. And I'm like, what? 1 in 7 of your numbers? I was like, that's crazy. I was like, my phone number, I'm not going to say my number, but my number only has the numbers 1 and 7 in it, which is crazy. I got this number like 15, 20 years ago. I was like, I'm never getting rid of this number. My number is literally, my phone number is literally like, go look at it right now.
Yeah.
No, go look at my number on your phone.
I'm looking it up right here.
Let's see how God works.
Let me check it out.
Let's see how the universe works, both of you. And you just look at my phone number. Don't tell them my number, but you just tell me what numbers. You tell me the only two numbers in my number.
1 and 7.
Bro.
You can't make that shit up.
I can't make that shit up. And what is this, the 1,001 episode?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, numerology is crazy.
I can't even find
bro.
It. I'm like, yeah. Dude, oh, here nuts. We go. Here we go. 1 and 7.
Crazy.
I didn't even know that could be that kind of phone number.
So exactly. So his.
So it's everybody else. Here comes his number right now.
Yeah. No, so basically he said my whole goal in life was to get to the age of 71. And I met him 3 weeks before he turned 71. So I was like, I literally met him on the street 3 weeks before. And he basically was like, he came up, he had a godfather that took him in LA. The guy died. Once the guy died, his family basically ostracized him and said, yeah, you're not really part of our family. So Norris is like, you know, 50 something, like doesn't have anything really, no job skills or nothing. His only skill set is a dog trainer. He was a dog trainer. He trained German Shepherds in the 80s. He raised them. He's a dog guy, you know? So he basically gets into a Section 8 house at the age of 60, and he gets basically kicked out of the Section 8 house.
Because they wanted to build condos.
Yeah, they wanted to use it for whatever. They're like, hey, this is no longer Section 8. So he was in Section 8. He was fine. He was functioning. He was just living his life.
Then they cut it.
They cut him off, and he said, okay, where do I go? So I go to the shelter. He goes to the shelter. He realizes that the shelter is full of crime, full of drugs, full of all the stuff that that's not his world, you know? He can't take it. He's like, I can't take it. He's like, I'll just get on the trains and the buses every night until they give me my Section 8 back. And he's been doing that for 12 years, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nuts, man.
Crazy. He's 71. Whew. 71 now. He's still sitting on the trains. Right now, as we speak, right now he's walking around. But the minute it turns nighttime, he's on the train. He rides the trains until about 1 o'clock in the morning. Then he has to walk an hour and a half to the bus. He gets on the bus. He rides that until he can't ride it anymore. And he just repeats that every day. And this is somebody who's very conscious of his life. He's never slept on the concrete. If you talk to him, he says, I have respect for myself. I'll never sleep. I'm sorry. I fucking love this guy. I need to save him. Please,
man.
Go to this GoFundMe. I'm not sleeping tonight. I'm going to bed at 3 in the morning. I'm waking up at 6 in the morning. I am fucking going so hard. Please, please, please help him. That's it, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
you know, what the other thing you and I were talking about, it's one thing when you spend money on someone, and I know you've spent thousands of dollars setting them up in hotel rooms, yeah. But what you were sharing with me is by fighting for them, it's not just the money you're spending, but it's time away. You know, you have a massive career, you got massive artists that are depending on you, and it's not your money necessarily that's being taken away, but it's, if you don't care, nobody else is caring for this gentleman. And hearing the stories that you shared with me about the Section 8 housing, like for 7 years, he'd been going back to the same office every week.
Yeah.
And they were telling him that it'll happen any day. And once he got involved, the guy calls Nima and says, hey, man, this program was canceled like 6 years ago. So this dude's been waiting on a gift that's never going to come.
Didn't even tell him.
Didn't
tell him. It's crazy. He didn't know.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like, you know, this is God sent, obviously, right? I mean, you have to believe that you know, you met this man for a purpose, you know, and your core values. And I know you have some, you know, pets, right? Yeah. And you've shared with me, you know, previously to today about, you know, I think you lost a pet. Didn't you lose
one? Yeah, my dog died last May.
Yeah.
Rescue dog, yeah.
And it was such a big deal, right?
Because,
you know, I mean, that was your you know, your service dog, basically, kept you comfortable. And I'm sorry to bring up that, you know.
No, it's all good.
But I think that, you know, that for me, I look at it from the third party and go, gosh, you know, this man really cares about his pets, loves his dog, shared with me before I even heard this story, before this story even occurred. Mm. And then now, you know, you're here helping somebody, and I think it happened at
Just Food for Dogs.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you see them out front, and how did that relationship start? Where did that come from?
With the dogs?
Yeah, like you walked up at the place.
Like, how did you meet Norris? The very first minute.
Man,
how did that occur? Funny.
So, thank you, Joe. Joe, there's a guy at Just Food for Dogs on Santa Monica and Fairfax, and his name is Joe. I don't want to butcher his last name, but something Ovali or Olave. He's a very lovely guy. He runs it there. I was upset because I send food for dogs to rescues, like just on the monthly. Like I just send it out just because, like, deliver the shit to them, give them 28 days of food because it helps the dogs. It keeps the dogs healthy, you know? Because I learned with my rescue dog, she was getting prescription food and this and that, and it just wasn't making her healthier. She got sicker and then she passed away, unfortunately. But I got my new dog. And I give him that Just Food for Dogs, and he's just like trucking, you know, everything's good. I'm like, okay, so in humans, food is the source of everything. You know, it's like your health, everything, the toxicity.
You are what you eat.
Hey, you get a bag of Cheetos, or you could eat a fucking mango. What's going to happen to you if you do that every day, if you're eating a bag of Cheetos? So these dogs are eating bags of Cheetos all day, every day. And you just go into a vet, and they prescribe this, and you go eat it, and they eat it. You don't know what's in it. So they got to eat the natural foods. So I just send that shout out to rescues, and they Just Food for Dogs keeps calling my ass. They're like, oh, can you verify your card and verify this and the address that we're shipping on? I'm like, stop calling me. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, just ship it to the rescues and just go. I got to get on my life. And so I was driving by that Just Food for Dogs, and they were calling me at the same time. I was like, I'm going to go in this Just Food for Dogs and let them know. So I go in the Just Food for Dogs, and I'm like, I start yelling at all of them. I'm like, stop calling me. What's going on here? Just fix this right now. I'm never coming back here again. And I just light them all up. And then I'm walking out. Norris is standing right outside with his dog. And I walk outside and I'm like, what's up? Your dog is so beautiful. He had a beautiful dog, a little German Shepherd puppy. And he's telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, I just got her from the Long Beach shelter. He's like, you know, I just wanted somebody to love, and I wanted to feel like that love back. And he's like, and she's my whole life and this and that. I'm like, man, I was like, that's beautiful. I'm like, where do you sleep, this and that? And he's telling me, he's just, you know, on the trains, on the buses, he has a storage space. He keeps all his stuff in it from when he got evicted, Section 8. So he has all his stuff in a storage space on Highland.
For 7 years.
12 years.
12 years.
7 years he's been waiting for an invalidated Section 8 form, you know?
Wow.
Since 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, but so basically all his stuff's there. He's doing this. And I'm like, look, I did this before. I helped another homeless lady with a dog out here in Orange County. And she was basically, I met her at the Amazon Fresh on Thanksgiving like 2 years ago. And she basically, I was like, look, it was too cold. I just got her a hotel. And eventually I ended up keeping her in there for 3 months. But what happened was she was able to clean herself up. She was able to go to the housing authority. She's able to knock on the doors, and she got her Section 8. She called me. She goes, oh, I got it. I was like, you got it? I was like, what the hell? I thought it was going to be like, I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I can't,
sure.
This isn't sustainable, you know? So she got it. And I was like, amazing. It can be done.
It can happen.
Yeah, it can happen. Like, and she's been in there ever since I went and saw her this past Thanksgiving. She's been there for a whole year. I'm the person on there that if she doesn't have money, they call me so I could pay. It's like $300 a month, nothing.
Sure.
They've never called me. She functions. She's a functional, happy, awesome. Healthy. Yeah. The dog's happy. They're healthy. And she said, you know what? The only reason this happened is because you gave me a chance. Because you gave me a chance to go and take care of my life, my business. Like, take what was owed to me.
Right.
So then I was like, that was amazing. And then I met Norris. And I'm like, oh my God. It was like exactly a year later. Exact. I was like, man, I can't do this again. That was such a bear, emotional bear on me, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just like, look, let me get you a hotel for a weekend. And then I went back and just food for dogs. And I was like, oh, give me some dog food for the guy outside. And then all this happens. And I was driving by it like 2 days ago. And I was like, man, let me go pull in there and tell the guy about what happened. He was like, yo, remember Norris? Remember I yelled at everybody in here?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, so-and-so, now we got 17,000 in the GoFundMe. I'm shooting a documentary on him. He's about to train the weekend's manager's dog. Like all kinds of lit. Oh, man, lit. Like just lit. Everything's lit. He's like lit. I'm incredible. And I'm like, bro, can Just Food for Dogs help me promote this shit? And he's like, man, he's like, you know, I'm the brand ambassador for Just Food for Dogs. And I was
no
like,
way.
What? I was like, this is crazy. So it's like, that's how the universe kind of works, where it's like amazing. Like, and he's like, man, Norris, he's like, we love Norris. He comes here all the time. We always give him free
good people.
Food. Yeah, he's good people. Like everybody has a sentiment. The sheriffs in Santa Monica, the documentary filmmaker's been shadowing him, and the sheriffs, he got them on camera. They're like, yo, this guy is a good guy. He's like, the problem with the system is it puts him in the same boat as those fentanyl addicts. He's that 30-year-old track, like he's the same thing as a drug addict. He's the same, like there's no difference.
Yeah.
Homeless is homeless, you know?
Sure. But they just blanket everybody and they're looking at everybody. It's like, no, it's not the case. You know, and it's interesting because when you say that, like I'm not even proud to say this, but I heard somebody in the background, I don't know who Tony was talking with, but somebody was talking to. They're like, yeah, but you know, most people are crackheads or they're mentally ill. Yeah. And you know, it's unfortunate, but it's what it is. And you know, and Tony's like, nah, but this guy, he vetted out, like, you know, like what you said. And I get it. You know, you do have to be careful, right?
Yeah.
If you're approaching somebody that doesn't have, you know, a stable, you know, livelihood, but not everybody has a drug addiction. Cannabis Talk 101 when we come back, more with Nima right here and Norris.
We'll be right back with the Financial Friday 5 on Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the insider investor, Tony Kay.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the insider investor, Tony Kay. It's now time for the Financial Friday 5.
You guys, if you've ever had the misfortune getting caught up and you need an attorney, check out my man, Freddie Sage, at the Fox Firm. That's with 2 X's. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, that's how we met our current guest today on the show. He's been one of our attorneys. He's helped family of the show. He's helped myself. He's helped a lot of the friends of the show. And he's somebody that works in cannabis, entertainment,
as well as criminal defense. If you guys need help, give him a call over at the Fox Firm. That's with two X's. Now, we are back with Nima Nasseri. Nima, before we get to talking about the music industry, because I also know that obviously you have a career path that's led you to us and led you to here before we even knew about Norris, but wanted to do a couple of things for Norris. First of all, obviously the Just Food for Dogs is somewhere where you met. I think at this point we've given them enough exposure.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, Just Food for Dogs, listening, you guys light them up, tag them up on Instagram, let them know Norris needs a sponsor.
Yes.
All right, and I think it's the least they could do. I know my dog Ollie loves it. We're going to be dropping some commercials for them. Let's just gang up on him and be like, yo, give him a call. Hit up Nima.
Yes.
Nima's going to be his Hollywood agent.
I will take you guys to the top. Just support the right. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Just help this man. Yeah. He's in front of your store every week. Yeah. Ask Joe on Fairfax and Santa Monica. He's in front of the store every week. Just help him out. I feed my dog. Biscuit eats Just Food for Dogs. Ali eats Just Food for
Dogs.
We're already supporting the business. So you support us. Support the people who are driving this business and got you to where you're at. Give me some money. Give me some awareness. Give me some love. And let's save this man.
Let's do it, man. Yeah. And I know you got some heavy hitters on deck right now, ready to share the story. What are some of the artists and management that you have tied up that are willing to support the story?
His first training class. So what it is, what's important to know here is you're not helping a homeless person with a donation. You're investing in a business. It's a business opportunity. Norris is a professional dog trainer. He's going to be recertified. We already looked into it. It takes like 3 days. It's the most unregulated business. It's a scam. All you dog trainers are scammers. They're getting these certifications that cost nothing, and they're overcharging everybody for work that is not even valid in the eyes of the dog that you're training. Like, come on. Like, it's ridiculous.
Stop charging so much.
Yeah, like, that's your point. It's a scam. They know the dog can't talk. They just say, oh, yeah, your dog's good. Oh, there's a problem. It's you, you know? Like, but look, Norris is a highly qualified individual who will train your dog. We're going to have data. We're going to have proof of concept. I'm going to document it. We're going to know how good he is. I mean, shit. Yep, we're going to have it. So
you see it.
Yeah, we're going to have case studies, and he's going to have a real business. We're going to make sure it's marketed correctly. We're going to make sure everything is done by the book. People are going to bring dogs to him. It's going to be affordable. That's another problem. You know what? I'm not being speculative. I forgot. I already got him a client, and he's already trained the dog, and the guy loves it. The guy, literally, this Jose. Jose, he's a valet guy at a parking lot downtown. I was getting out of my car, and he was talking to somebody else in the parking lot. Jose, you know this is true. He was talking to somebody else in the parking lot. And basically, this lady goes, oh, how's your dog doing? And he goes, oh, my dog's crazy. And I'm just getting out of the car, and I'm like, you got a dog that's crazy? He's like, yeah. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I just rescued this dog. It got abandoned here as a puppy, like a husky or something. And I'm like, yo, I got a trainer for you. He's like, man, I can't afford trainers. I'm like, bro, I got the right trainer for you.
I got the right trainer for you. Yeah.
Unconventional, but like, hear me out. And so he's like, man, tell him to pull up. It's like, I call Norris. I'm like, bro, I got you your first customer. Norris is like, amazing. Like, he pulls up. This guy's got nowhere to live, of course. Like, where's he going to go? I told the guy, just bring your dog. Norris will walk it around the block for you for 6 hours. He'll train it. He does his techniques, trains the dog. Norris does this. Like, the guy texts me out of nowhere, and he's like, man, Norris is the man. He's like, I'm definitely bringing my puppy to him all the time. He's like, my dog is tired. He's trained. Everything's like great. It's like, boom, boom.
Went to sleep.
Like, yeah. And he's like, I was like, what'd you give him? He's like, I gave him $30. Is that cool? He's like, of course. I call Norris. I'm like, yo, did you get paid? He's like, oh my God, he gave me $30. I was like, amazing.
I
was like,
I love
that's
it.
That's a business transaction that exists. And it's actually,
it means something.
It works and it's working. It's not like, if I connect him to the guy and the guy was like, oh, this guy's a crackhead. He didn't do shit. No, the guy texted me and said, hey, that was incredible. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep bringing my dog to him. And I said, okay. For me, as a manager, I was like, all right, you know what? That's a business.
And to your point, that would have cost $300 with any other LA dog.
For the hour,
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally.
I might go get my license right now. Just kidding, yo.
How does a valet guy afford $100 a day or $200? He doesn't even make that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like there's an entire world out there.
There's a market for it.
Yeah. Who like, and think about the guy and what happens to him. What happens to a guy like that who can't afford a trainer and he has a dog that's out of control? He abandons it.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's going to do that. I'm just saying like the individual who can't sustain.
It's the butterfly effect. Yeah, I mean, you're touching one person and now certain dogs are getting help. You know, the second thing we want to do is we want to help really get the GoFundMe going. So the other thing we want to offer is anybody that goes, and we're going to drop the link here for the GoFundMe, anybody that goes there and donates $100 or more, just tag at Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to reach out to you. We're going to get you a free ticket to our next festival.
Man.
All right. So we're going to get you a ticket to our next festival that's coming up here in August.
Let's go.
And then finally, you know, we were talking about numerology and, you know, I knew as soon as I showed the video to Blue and I saw the tears in his eyes, we want to keep pushing this. We want to keep help promoting it. And I think we have a little gift for you and Norris that we want to keep with the numerology of it being CT 101 and the 1001 show. We wanted to give you a check for $1,001, ladies and gentlemen.
$1,001, bro. Yeah, we ran out of checks, but good as gold, baby.
No. Can you just put it in the GoFundMe?
Yeah,
and then it'll be there.
Absolutely.
And we'll do a thank you, and people will see it. And that helps the GoFundMe go crazy. You
absolutely.
Know?
Yeah.
But this is fucking brilliant. Thank you. Yo, we're at 17,000. Now we're at
18,001.
Let's go. Yeah. Man,
absolutely.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. And when you guys go, when you do go donate, just in the notes, just put Cannabis Talk 101. And if you want to put your Instagram, we'll have somebody here reach out to you. And as many people as it takes for you to hit it, we'll get them free tickets to our festival. These are $200 tickets minimum. And it's going to be a massive festival. It's going to be the second, third, fourth festival we've done.
Yeah.
And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be
major artists
coming up. It's going to be lit. We can't really talk much more about it, but we do want to do as much as we can.
Man.
And then we also have a little swag bag there for Norris as well, where he can rock some Cannabis Talk 101 gear.
Yo,
we got some hoodies.
We got some jackets.
We got some rain jackets for him. So we really want to do that for him, man. And I appreciate how quickly the staff here, you know, we usually don't shoot shows on Fridays. Yeah. You know, most people don't know, but we shoot my show on Thursdays.
Amazing.
But as soon as the staff heard the story, they all jumped. And
people came in sick today to really make sure they did
Connor
this
Connor showed up. He literally loaded up on Sudafed and NyQuil.
Amazing.
So I appreciate everybody that pulled together to make the story pop, man. We're going to make magic happen.
You guys just inspired me. Any business that wants to donate to Norris's GoFundMe, he will rock your gear.
Yeah.
He will wear it all night, all day. It's free advertising.
Yeah,
that's buying. Cool. You're not donating to Norris, you're buying an advertising campaign. So instead of putting $50,000 into out of home, into billboards,
that's worth.
Hey, you could put $1,001 and Norris will rock your shit. I'll make him wear it for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Free advertising.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, I love that, you know, you tie it into something that's meaningful for him, because it does, it just adds more value. And to somebody that needs that support, you're doing something for, you know, not only yourself, because that essentially makes yourself feel better. It gives you more good energy, but you're doing it for someone that's in need and a pet that's in need, guys. So if you do have that opportunity, make sure you go to GoFundMe. Do you have the actual GoFundMe? Do you know what it is?
We have the link right here.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. You just Google Norris and Nadia.
Okay,
GoFundMe,
cool. Check out Norris and Nadia. You'll find them. Yeah. And then also you can click the link in any of the stuff you're watching from us, and we'll make sure we get that.
And I just want to say, right now there's 17,000. So like this should happen so
18,000.
Fast.
18,000.
This is happening so fast. This is all in like a matter of like 7 days, 10 days. Like I haven't even had a chance to even look for a place for him, which I'm just now like, hey, please, anybody who's got housing assistance, things like that, because really it's about, there's enough money in there to get him that place for a year, but it's like the more money that can go in there, the more secure he is, the more secure the situation is, the more secure it is where I'm not like scrambling. After year, which that's not going to happen. I know I already have proof of concept.
Yeah.
There's already a business there. So it's already like, I just need him in a roof. Everybody was like, can you come train my dog? I'm like, let's get him in the roof.
Yeah.
So cleans up and then get the certification so it's done right.
Oh, this is going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. And he'll never rely on Section 8 again.
Yeah.
And you know what? If we can get that thing to 200,000, 300,000, great. That's his money.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, the only thing I don't know is how he is with money and budgeting, which I don't think he's very good at, which is why.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why he might be where he's at.
Well, you're going to help him.
Which is okay. Well, that's why we're
here.
Him.
That's what Financial Fridays is for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I'd like to do is, you know, once you hit that goal of 25,000, I think to help when somebody's gone through as much shit as he's gone through, you know, we've all gone through shit and your confidence gets broken, right?
Yeah.
And I think it would be really nice once you kind of get him to that point, you get him back in a hotel and he gets that confidence. Let's bring him and the dog back on the show. Let's really celebrate him, pick him up.
Mentor
we'll all
him
have
bit.
Our dogs
Amazing.
Here. And you know, I'd love to do a little dog training session. We'll do a pop-up dog training where everybody brings their dog, brings in $100 and he trains them in a group setting. We can turn that into a monthly thing. I mean, you got a lot of creative minds here, man. We would love to put it together. And you said something on the news program that also really touched me. You said it's not about Norris. It's about all the Norrises out there. And hopefully by setting this example, we inspire other people to not just look at these dudes. I mean, like you said, some of them are bad people. Some of them are crackheads. Some have mental illness. But you get these people, like the other lady you shared with me that you touched. These are just human beings that have had a tough break. They just need somebody to hug them. And so that for that reason, man, we're on board. And whatever we can do to help Norris, we're on board.
Hell
we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I do want to take some time from my man, Nima, to pour into you about the music industry, because as passionate as he is about changing people's lives, he's also really passionate about giving artists a new way to fucking manage their own music, manage their own careers. That's a complete game changer. We'll be back here on Financial Fridays on CT 101.
Let's go. Boom.
We'll be right back with more Financial Fridays with the Inside Investor, Tony K. Make sure you follow Tony at The Insider Investor.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the Inside Investor, Tony K. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the show now.
You guys, Master Mentors Live is coming to a city near you. You've been hearing me talk about it for several months now, and this past weekend we had about 100 of our students coming to the studio to catch a special episode with Blue and Joe Grande, the number one source for everything cannabis, with the Cottonmouth Kings as a special guest. In fact, who else was in studio that day, Blue?
Nima.
Yeah, I was there, bro.
Yeah. You rolled in with your pop.
Actually, I was here because my parents live about 20 minutes from here, and it was a Sunday, and I was like, yo, you texted me, you're like, yo, you want to pull up? I didn't know what it was.
Sure.
And I was like, I brought my dad with his dog, and I was like, yeah, let me just pull up there and see what's going on, say what up, you guys, get some weed, because I was trying to smoke something, and I was like, I walk in, and there's all these people around, and it's like, what is going on here? People coming out of the bus load, and I talked to one girl here, and she starts talking to me, and she's like, yeah, you know, I went to the same university as me. I was like, oh, you went to George Mason? I was like, yeah, crazy. Like, what a coincidence, sure. You know? And I just started to ask her questions. I'm like, what are you doing here? She started telling me about her life and what she's trying to achieve as a business. And I was like, man, this is really dope, which is actually really dope that this thing is really incredible because I witnessed it. I was here for like an hour. Literally, people are coming in here and these guys are giving them all the sauce, like all the sauce, like everything, like the sauce of everything, how to make the business structure, how to do things this, how to set yourself up right. And that's just like exactly what we're talking about, where it's like, yo, what is it about the structure of music and the business and the deals? It's the same thing. It's like what you're doing is you're like, hey, you want to get in this space? Then come over here and we'll get you right and then set you up for life, which is the best thing. It's like with Norris. I'm trying to get Norris a fucking dog training business. Same thing. I'm not just getting money to get a house. No, I'm
teaching them.
Oh, yeah,
I'm mentoring them. It's mentoring.
Same thing. So
yeah,
it's like
master mentor.
So yeah, I actually was here. That shit's dope. I believe in it. I saw it. I witnessed it. I got market research.
Yeah.
Yep. You heard it there. Yeah. Master Mentors Live. Check it out. MasterMentorsLive.com is coming to a city near you. We are now back here with Nima Nasiri. He just went over everything we've been talking about, helping Norris. And by the way, the GoFundMe, if you just go to search on GoFundMe, you put in Nima and Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, he'll pop right up. We'll also have the links on all our socials. And in fact, I know myself, Blue, Joe Grande, the whole team is going to start posting
it's
about
Nima
this.
It's Nima and Nadia.
Nima and Nadia?
No. Norris and Nadia.
You said Nima. Yeah. You said Nima and Norris.
And Nadia is his dog's name, right?
Yes.
Dog,
Norris and Nadia, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Good catch.
Check that out. Norris
and
Nadia.
We'll definitely drop those links in, guys. So now, before we leave, man, I really want to tap into this. And we could do a whole show on this. And in fact, I'd love to have
We need to.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, you're on some shit. You got some of the biggest artists right now. You know, I know from the time that Hit Boy left the studio here,
He got in the studio at the game, and in 4 days they dropped Paisley Dreams. Mm-hmm. That thing shot up the charts. He's been everywhere I look. You know, I hear him doing shit with, I mean, you name the artist.
Everybody.
Where do we stop?
Everybody. Snoop. Yeah. We heard the Snoop record. We heard multiple records. And also, in addition to that, obviously, Hit-Boy. You know, you guys have, you know, right now you're nominated for a Grammy.
We were nominated for Producer of the Year.
Producer of the Year.
That would have been his fourth or fifth?
That was, he has three Grammys already. And then I think over 12 or 13 nominations.
Wow.
So, yeah, he just
keeps going.
Yeah, he's got a great team.
he's probably the singular most talented individual I've ever met. Like, just from, like, he's that dude, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, when you get in the room with him, like, he knows exactly what to do. He's like look at him. He could go from Beyonce, Texas Hold'em to Nas to,
Which Beyonce, Texas Hold'em right now is all over the charts. Number one on radio as we speak. Right. I mean, I woke up this morning and I literally saw it on the news.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like,
let's be real. What day is it today? March 29th. I don't know what
March
day.
March 29th.
March 29th.
Last day of the month.
What day is March 29th? Let's talk about Hit-Boy's year right now.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just do the numbers. Paisley Dreams, January 1st.
Boom.
Boom. That thing, Game and Big Hit. Boom. Started the year with that, January 1st. It was up on January 1st. What did we follow? We followed with La Russell and Hit-Boy. Boom. Went crazy.
Nuts.
Pumped that on, even went nuts. We did Hit-Boy and Alchemist. That EP went crazy.
Yeah.
We just dropped the Blue Bucks and Hit-Boy album this week, featuring Wiz Khalifa, Ty Dolla, 2 Chainz, Dom Kennedy. Like, she's going.
Killed it.
He also produced Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. Did
on her country
Sense
album.
And Keys on it. Yeah. Did Usher Bop off his album that dropped Super Bowl weekend. Did J-Lo single that dropped this year, the one featuring Lotto.
Wow.
Came out. So if he stopped today, it would have been a good year. It's only March. But he's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. Yeah.
And those are probably just the things you remember. He's doing a lot of other shit in there that hasn't been released,
there's,
right?
There's a lot of things that we're doing which haven't even hit the pavement yet. And there's things that are about to hit the pavement.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, that's the game. The game is about work, and just do what you do, what's true to you as an artist, like, do what's authentic to you. And just, that's it. Like, it's not about, like, clout. It's not about this, not about that. It's about just make shit that you fuck with.
Yeah.
And that's it. And just give it to the world and keep it moving, you know, and people, things come around, you know, like,
I know you told me a story off air, you know, about, you know, working with Universal and then branching out and creating your own identity, your own brand with your teams. And, you know, what drives you, though? You know, because, I mean, truthfully, you know, respectfully, like, you know, I'm honored to be here with you, you know, because I've been part of the music industry, and I know how difficult it is out there for that youngster coming up and trying to, but what drives, you know, Nima to be that great with that great team, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to be, because I know what it is, too, to be an artist and sit here, but I ain't nothing without my team.
Yeah.
You know, and so every one of my team players has something in the line that drives it down the field. And the way I kind of would look at that is, you know, imagine a quarterback on the field against a football team, but his linemen ain't there, his running backs ain't there, and it's just him. And he's like, hike, and they're all coming at him. It doesn't work by yourself. Mm. You can't play ball against the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know, what drives you, though, to be part of that winning team? Because you guys are the number one team right now.
Shit.
You know,
I mean,
that's true. It's absolutely true.
You know, I think that there's, like, of course, there's people, we're not chasing the charts. I'm saying, so saying you're the number one team is very subjective. It's not
sure.
Like, you know, when it comes to art, but I think when it comes to the business of music, I think that there's just no doubt that, like, because, you know, I have a lot of friends that are managers, label people, executives, you know, artists, like, everything. And I'm always trying to understand how everybody's business is working. Like, how are you reacting to the current state of the music industry? What moves are you making that are going to help you in the next 2 to 3 years? Like, what are you doing that I could learn from? What am I doing that you could learn from? And that's the conversation always. Like,
sure.
every single person, every single minute of every single day. It's like, how are you handling the transitions? How are you handling what's changing? What are you seeing that's working? What are you seeing that's not working? Like, things like that. And that's the only way we can get better and better and better. So from those conversations, I've definitively come to the conclusion that as a business, we are just dialed in to the point where we're protecting the artist's rights, we're protecting the IP, we're building IPs, we're owning it, we're not giving it to Universal, we're not giving it to Sony, we're not giving it to Warner, we're not giving it to anybody. Hit-Boy ultimately owns what Hit-Boy is making, you know, unless, of course, when you produce for other artists, there's other business structures, but at the core of it, we have to look at product and we say, hey, are we making this product so we can give it to the system that doesn't serve you? Same way the system doesn't serve Norris. Same way the system doesn't serve his dad in this prison system. Same way the music system doesn't serve Hit-Boy. He's been locked in a bad deal on publishing for over, he signed it at age 18. He's stuck in a deal today that he signed at 18 in a music game that's completely different than it was at 18. So like that doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you to have a contract that reflects a world that existed when he was 18 and a world that exists while he's, you know, 30, whatever. You know,
Nima, like, can you break that down a little bit? You know, it being Financial Fridays, I love these little nuggets that nobody else will be able to hear from any other artist, right? You got artists listening at home right now, up and coming artists, and all they want to do is what? Sign a record deal. You know, that's the magic. Oh, I signed this record deal. And the way you just broke it down for me in the back, and I don't have a music background. I've managed money for some big named artists, but I never understood. I wasn't involved in the music management side of it, right? And when you broke down the fundamentals, I mean, these guys are getting peanuts when they're locked into that system. And you've now done something with Big Hit, which is obviously Hit-Boy's dad, right? He was locked up for over a decade. He gets out and you've literally now changed the game in the music industry. If I'm not, I mean, I don't think that's hyperbole to say, correct?
I wouldn't say it's changing the game because all we're doing is just the basics. It's just the basics. You're just putting out music. There's nothing else. There's
with no label.
Well, there's no label. What you're doing is you're putting out music.
The minute
the minute you get a label, what that does in 2024 is it slows you down. It's just, that's all it is. Like the system, the label system, all due respect, like I was in that world. I've been working with those people and everything, but it's just as a partnership right now in 2024, when you do anything, you have to look at the partner and say, what is the value at, right?
Yeah.
Whether I'm giving 20%, 50%, 85%. What's the value add? And if I gave a label 85% of my royalties in 2011 or 2001,
right,
that was a value add because you know what? I'm going to take 15%, 16%, 70%, eat that shit, but I need them because they're going to put my shit in Tower Records, put my shit in Virgin, put my shit on radio. They're going to put $3-5 million into me. Now, what's the value add? Do you need the Virgin? No, it doesn't exist. Do you need Tower Records? No, it doesn't exist. Do you need radio? Potentially. I mean, there's a point where it goes to radio and you're going to use radio.
There's a lot of people not on radio right now. No. Tech Nine. I mean, you know, so there's many artists out there
many artists
that don't have radio that just
they're still popping.
Printing.
It's printing. So we're in a different world right now. And what you have to do as an artist is you have to say, okay, who am I going to partner with that's going to be a value add for me? Like, what are they going to bring? Even if it's just a distribution company and they're taking 20%. What is the value add? Because if they're not doing zero, that's 20% you're losing that you could give that 20% to a TikToker or this or that. It's somebody that could help bring more visibility to your product at the end of the day. So now we're in a value add game. That's the difference. That's all it is. Like right now in 2024, March 29th, everything you do in music should be like, if I partner with Empire, if I partner with Universal, which these are all great partners, by the way, like we have a deals with Empire. We do work with everybody, by the way, but you have to understand what works for you. And at the core of it, protection and ownership of your product is what matters because that's going to,
I like
you. I'll tell you what, the way I see what you just said, and I think it, you know, I would look at it as, you know, digesting what you said and thinking about, like, if you go to Universal, right, and you're ready to sign a deal, it's because you've already made yourself. Like, Universal nowadays isn't going to just go, man, we like you, come on. Like, you've had to already made yourself by creating such a buzz that you're there. And I think for maybe a new artist, it might be a great stepping stone for them, but be conscious because you don't want to be 18 and then be, you know, 50 and sitting here saying I'm still owned by this label, right? Yeah. Because, you know, some of them might not understand the infrastructure. So I think there's value in somebody learning. But at the same time, you know, if you can build that team and you get the right mentoring and someone shows you that direction, you know, you can quite frankly build it yourself as well. And I think some of the best are doing it now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I said, it's an honor to be with you guys and be able to work with you and just even the things that you know, teach our team here about socials and clips and things that, you know, makes us better. You know, that's what it's about, right? Finding the right people around you, because once you have that right tribe of people that are moving, again, you flow.
Yeah.
You just flow.
Yeah.
And Nima, you know, going back to that analogy of Hit-Boy was 18, he's still in a deal that he can't get out of. Is there a length of time to that contract? Or is that confidential? Is that something that...
I mean, he's talked about it. It's public. I mean, he's vocally spoken about this many times. He just has a deal that was structured for a world that, you know, was driven by CDs. You know, yeah. It's like everything was quantified by
That was with Kanye's label, or Kanye was involved in
no,
that?
No, this is with the this is not with the labels, with the publishing, with Universal Music Publishing Group, which is a publisher, you know.
Has he sent a letter to ask for the release?
Well, yeah, no, it's
getting
it
worked out.
No, it's okay. I'm just saying, like, the historically the problem is when you sign a deal at 18, those deals are designed to screw you for, like you said, for as long as they can possibly do it for, you know? Yeah. And just that's all it is. Like, hey, Universal is an incredible company. I'm not saying these are bad companies.
Sure.
We're partners with them. Like, I'm partners with it. And like, even though we're independent.
At what capacity, though?
I want to make it clear. Even though we're independent, we have very good partners, whether it's Foundation Media, thank you, Blue Bucks and Hit Boy out now, whether it's Empire, Hit Boy and Alchemist, fucking let's
push
go.
It. Yeah.
Whether it's Varick Street, Noah Shear, My Dog, Music Soul Child, Surfer John 1 and 2, all Grammy nominated projects, by the way, all
huge.
Rocking with Varick Street. And Varick Street's a subsidiary of Def Jam. Like, they're not, even though they're with Universal, I'm just saying, all this, that's back to my point. Just understand the dynamics of the deal you're making with somebody. That's it. Like, understand the partnership. Understand whether it's a value add.
Yeah.
And in that scenario, Hit-Boy was so talented. I mean, I remember when he did those tracks with Kanye back in the day that everybody could just recognize the talent. I remember some big names like Kanye saying, this is one of the most powerful producers I've ever worked with. And he was 18. So that story that you're telling, some kids may need that help. That value add, that little bit of coin in their pockets, but he was talented enough in hindsight that he didn't really need anybody, right? He could have kind of done it on his own, or do you think in hindsight it still would have played out the same way?
Did he start with a label?
No, because he's a producer, you know? Right. So producers, like, if he should speak on it, but he basically, he met another producer, Polo, you know, and then they connected and they built a relationship. But in hindsight, look, everything happens for a reason. You can't sit there and go, oh, you know, if I do this, like, you know, everything is a path, you know, and you get to where you're at. But the important thing is being aware of it and just not, you know, fool me once.
Shame on me.
That's how the whole game is. The problem is these artists keep getting fooled
again. It's like
because you just get the carrot is always dangled in front of you. Oh, this manager's amazing, or this company's amazing. Oh, this person is doing. It's like, no, it's not. That's not what it's about. It's about, is this the right fit for you? You know, does this person serve you? Does this relationship add value? You know, and that's what it is. And when you have that type of dynamic, whether it's your publicist, agent, publisher, label, whatever, it doesn't matter. Video, fucking, it doesn't matter who it is. You just have to have a good dynamic with everybody you're working with, and they got to add value. And to, like, when we put our first, we did, it's funny, somebody tweeted and Hit-Boy retweeted it, and they said, Surfer Drown 1, so of all the albums we put out like in the past 12 months, they said Surfer Drown 1, that was a jump off actually, we did with Varick Street. Surfer Drown 1 came out March something 26, I gotta look it up, 2023. So in 12 months, everything that we just, it's been in 12 months. Just a 12 months.
That's like, crazy.
Big Hit hasn't even been out for a full year. He came out in May.
Yeah.
He's already had the hell of a run, you know? He's already been going. Like he's already been on Grammy nominated projects.
Oh,
he's
in
Super Bowl. He's everywhere.
Yeah,
he's like big. This is like, and he hasn't been out a full year, so it's like these things can happen like very quickly. And of course, like Hit-Boy is a beast, you know. So it's like he can drive culture, he can drive momentum, he could do his thing, he could do whatever he wants to do because he's just at that level, you know. But that doesn't mean that some kid starting off in their basement can't do the same.
Exactly,
100%.
Like, it's like if you got the talent and you got the ability, like it's all in your hands.
Before I let you go, you know, I feel like without putting you on the spot, but I know it's all over the news right now, and who better to ask? What's your thoughts on this P. Diddy thing? And you know, where's my cameras right now? I want you to zoom in on
here. Did he do it? Did he do it?
Did you see this shit?
Did he do it?
I know you've been around.
Did he?
I mean, this dude is everywhere. I think everybody had a gut instinct about him. He's, you know, he's a little crazy, but give me the insider scoop, baby. Give me the insider scoop if you can without getting in trouble.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
did he do it?
All I can say is when the feds are on you.
Something that's
did some
on.
Shit.
No, just when they're on you, good luck.
Pay attention.
Yeah, it don't matter what you did or what you didn't do. When they have an idea of what they want,
well, statistically, just, they have a 99.9%. Once you've been indicted, it's a 99.9% or something like that. It's like 1%.
They're very intentional. You know, they're very. It's everything. You know, they've been working on it for years. Like nothing happens, but you know, it's like this is all like. So I'm sure this is and you know, like
there may be some truth to it.
Well, I'm just gonna say this. He might not. This might be just the beginning.
Yeah, right.
That's the reality. Like, who knows who else is?
Yeah, this might roll into.
And I think the other things out there, people look, you know, the tanks, the freaking firearms, like, dude, that was a heavy show of force. That's intentional. You know, they're putting the word out there like, hey, you fuck around, you find out.
Well, they love artists are great to come after, like Lauryn Hill for Taxes. Like, they always come after the artists because you get the most type. Look at Diddy right now. Crazy. Like, there's nothing bigger. Yeah. This is the biggest story. Like, this is great. Like, they love it. I wish I was a Fed. I wish I was in that office. Yeah. It would be a party. We'd be having the best time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've probably been at his parties, like, just having a great time. Yeah. Like, just, everybody's having a good time. Because, you know, I've been around those parties. Like, it's all a good time. People are just having fun. It's just the music industry. Music industry. Same thing as the movie, films, everything. It's just regular.
Yeah.
You're not seeing anything like that. But they're coming and they're taking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, they're building what it is, and it's just like, that's how they move. It's very calculated, and when they drop, they drop. It's like dropping the mixtape, you know, like they drop the mixtape, and now it's lit.
It's they're entertainers too.
They're literally like, they're like the best rolls of the year. Vultures, rollout's killing it. The Metro rollout's killing it, and this Diddy rollout
is killing it. Yeah,
I appreciate you answering that. I know it's not the easiest question to answer these days. Before we leave, man, is there anything else you want to add? Obviously, we got Norris. We're going to be pushing out the GoFundMe. Is there any projects, any Instagrams, anything else that we can do to help support you or any projects?
I mean, shit, you know, like, follow Hit-Boy. He's the fucking goat. Like, if you don't know, just go on Wikipedia and just look at it, and I promise you there's something in there that he's created that has resonated in your life at some point. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, he is that one. And then please, like, you could hit me on IG. Like, don't do it. Like, just be aware of the deals you sign. That's it. Just be aware of what you sign. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Like, does this service you correctly? Yeah. Like, and the bag is not the bag. Don't trust me. That advance they give you, it's half of it's going to taxes.
Yep.
A little bit's going to commission. A lot of it's going to commission. This, that. And then you're left with nothing. And that's all you have to live off of.
Get some education first.
Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen, on Financial Fridays. You got the expert of all time when it comes to me. You are the music management goat yourself, man. And listen, man, I wanted to just thank you guys because this, you know, 1001 show, we got an amazing staff that showed up today for NEMA.
Yeah.
But more importantly, man, I wanted to take a moment and thank you, Joe, for all that you've done to help me get to this point, man, on the show. This has been I think we've hit 50 plus episodes ourselves here on my show, and I couldn't have done it without you. I appreciate the opportunity to meet
amazing people
like NEMA and, of course, the staff here. You guys, thank you for listening to Financial Fridays here on iHeartRadio CT101. I'm Tony K, and you can always find me on Instagram at The Insider Investor. Remember, keep that wallet tight. Keep your mind right. I'm going to see you next Friday on Financial Fridays.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Financial Fridays with The Insider Investor, Tony K, on Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.